You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra, uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hey, thanks to Richard Tocato and the Richard Tocato Companies for being our big sponsor. If you want to save money, it's money in your pocket. Richard's a mortgage expert, so refinancing, home equity line of credit, buying a house, selling a house, whatever. Go to homewithrichard.com. Homewithrichard.com. Find him on his .com. You remember that? Remember people would call it the .com?
The .com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or a .mobi.
You can look up all that information. Just go to the .com.
I can remember when I first got a computer and it was sitting on the kitchen table. Or the dining room table, or whatever it was. We had this little apartment, and it was weird. You would see like a commercial would come up, and they would have at the bottom their website.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, hang on a second, I'm a dial-up Chevy.com. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, and you would always have to go www.chevy.com or whatever.
Go to the dot.
And then because not everybody had one, then every time it would pop up, I'd be like, let me check out their website.
Look at me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was very exciting.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people going on vacation. One place you may not think is a great place to take the family, Poop Beach. Poop Beach. We'll tell you all about that coming up next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. More of the Extra Funny Podcast in 3 minutes.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
More than just a little funny, this is extra funny. This is the Ace and TJ Show's Extra Funny Podcast.
Now, when you talk about visiting Canada, you don't think about beaches, right? I don't think about going to Canada.
No.
Well, there's a huge, let's see, what do they call it? It's Grandma's Beach Treats. That people are looking for on this beach. It's butter tarts and scoops of ice cream. But the beach is Wasaga Beach, and they call it the biggest natural water beach in that area. So I don't know whether that means fresh water, like a lake with a beach, or they're talking about ocean water. But Canada doesn't have ocean water, do they?
Unless you go like way north, like into, I don't know. I really don't know.
They say it's the longest freshwater beach. So that must mean just, no salt water.
It's on a bay. It's a long sandy beach that lies on Nottawaga Bay with views of the rugged Niagara and Niagara Escarpment. It's known for canoe route. Yeah. It's a weird little beach because it's a long beach, but it's not deep. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like there's a little walkway, but it looks like the sand part is only like 20 or 30 feet.
It's a narrow sand.
Yeah, you just step right off and you just go ahead and set your stuff up right there because that's all the room you've got.
Well, they're saying that that tourists have started this rumor that migrants are pooping all over the beach. And I guess they're saying that that's not true. You need to come to our beach because those are just lies about poopers.
What?
Yeah.
Migrants from north from the United States, it sounds like?
It says summer has seen its highest number of tourists in a decade, with visitation rising to 20% above even pre-pandemic levels. It's welcomes in there, family friendly. But it says, when a local resident accused immigrants of defecating in the sand at the longest freshwater beach in the world, everyone from racist trolls to Stephen Colbert hopped on the story, despite a lack of evidence that it ever happened. So they're saying, hey, that was just some racist trying to falsely accuse some immigrant of pooping in the sand.
Yeah.
And now word's gotten out. You need to still come to our beach. There's no shit on it.
Yeah.
Well, nobody's shitting on our beaches. That's a lie.
The mayor of the town says there is no evidence to substantiate this claim. They have received no reports of unsanitary behavior on the beach or any undesirables on the beach. They've gotten this, that the city, the municipality has received no information whatsoever about this, and they've not had to clean up anything like this.
To cover up.
Yeah, I would believe the other people over any Canadian mayor.
Yeah.
No way.
Something about this case stinks.
It's a shitty thing to do.
Yeah, that's right. It really is.
Stop shitting on our beaches.
Yeah. One TikTok account posted a TikTok saying that they saw this take place, mm-hmm. and the thing is taken off, and now they're having to fight this. Like, hey, that did not happen. We have no evidence that has happened here.
Be the last place I'd want to poop on a beach. That's like the worst environment for it. I'd rather poop on an iceberg than like poop on the beach. That sounds awful.
Well,
I mean, if easy to cover up.
It's like a big litter box.
You just dump it in the. I mean, just
kick some sand over it.
Ugh. Have you ever done that?
No, I've never pooped on the beach. No.
Well, you did have a instant answer about how to take
house.
Care of it.
It was in a beach house.
No, what I'm
that's
saying.
Right. Yeah,
you're still. But it makes sense. That. Anything on the beach, you would just cover it up.
Oh, okay. Wouldn't you?
I would think you would.
Yeah.
That seems to be common sense to me. I don't have to have done it to go, that's how I would do it.
You cover up like a cat.
You wouldn't dig a hole first?
I don't know. Would you have time? I don't know. If you had time, I would think you would.
You would go out in the water.
If you're homeless and an immigrant, you're just new to the country, and you're like, well, I need to take a dump. I don't really have anything pressing that I got to get to, so.
Yeah, I don't have a job interview, so let me go dig a hole here.
Dig a nice hole.
I mean, I'm just saying, if it happens, I'm just trying to figure out.
How you would do it.
Easiest way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Never done it.
Sure.
Yeah. But that is bad if nobody, if the people, TikTokers, are just making it up. Giving the town a bad name.
Sure.
This should be easy to clear up. The story came from a guy who said, I saw somebody pooping on the beach.
Yeah.
All you got to do is go find that guy. Hey, what was going on?
But it was a tourist.
Oh, it was a tourist?
Yeah. So
okay.
It was a drive-by, Riggins.
He just
came in, lied, and then left.
Yeah, you might have confused that with something else if he wasn't pooping.
They went back to America.
Yeah, he's like,
I'm going to try to blame it on the American
shitty place. Anyway, yeah, this is a shithole. But to hell with the Canadians anyway.
Well, I don't believe you should go spreading lies about places, hurting people's income and their tourism.
No, I don't either.
That's not right.
They need to get out of Canada, though.
You know,
those people. If they're good Canadians, they're trying to get out.
Interesting philosophy.
That's the way you look at it. If there was a good Canadian, he'd be trying to get out.
Don't stay and fight for your country. Just pack up and leave and give it up.
Yeah, like all those truck drivers up there, they put them through so much hell. They ought to be driving across the USA now, hauling.
We'll have you.
Yeah.
Uncle Sam wants you
to haul our goods.
Wearing eagle on their hat.
Hell yeah.
Stars and stripes on their chest.
You wonder, though, the Canadian truckers are the same profile as American truckers. You know, do they?
Yeah,
they,
I don't know.
They wearing the same kind of clothes. Yeah, they got Canadian lot lizards. They're playing the lottery scratchers at every truck stop.
I think it's all the same at every truck stop, whether it's here, Europe, Canada. It is what it is. That's the culture. Nothing wrong with it. It's just the way it is.
But wouldn't it be funny if you saw a big 18-wheeler pull up to a truck stop and a guy get out of it and he's got like a British accent so thick?
Yeah.
And,
hello.
Yeah. Wearing a top hat and looking like totally Mr. Peanut.
He jumps out of the truck and he's wearing like khakis and a golf shirt.
Yeah.
Like, what is this guy doing?
I just stopped by for a delectable tater log at Stuckey's.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.